supplicating. Honey, you know I did. And each time I tell myself that I'm gonna think I've had enough. But when I'm gonna show you, baby, that a woman can't be tough. I want you to come on, come on, come on, come on and take it. Take another little piece of my heart now, baby. Break another little bit of
She
my
always
heart,
gave
baby.
A piece of her heart every time she sang. Janis Joplin, actually, this is big Janis Joplin, Big Brother in the Holding Company. Yeah, Jason pulling out the deep stuff. Classic cut. 10:07. All right, got a lot of emails on the last topic, letting kids be kids. Jason and I have made up. It's all good in here again, just like All Star Wrestling. You know, it's and then when it's all done, you know, they're all really friends. Yeah, you got me fired up, all right. Yeah, you did. You lit a fire, that's for sure. Talking about nine-year-olds now being ranked. A nine-year-old female basketball player has gotten a letter of recruitment from the University of Miami. If it doesn't work out, I mean, so what? She's a has-been at 12? I mean, if something just... On to other things. It has been an interesting week in gubernatorial politics in Wisconsin. Governor Scott Walker has been the focus of a fair amount of national attention. Of course, there was an absolute hit piece in the New Republic, which said, well, just basically, Scott Walker owes his success to the white racists of Wisconsin. I don't think I'm overstating that. And quite frankly, and this isn't sour grapes on my part, gave oversized credit to Milwaukee Talk Radio for Scott Walker's success. I'm not saying that I won't revisit all of that again. And there's something in the National Review that we'll get to in just a moment. All of this has led to a piece in and Right Wisconsin Today. Colin Roth does his Roth Report. Has a headline, Scott Walker should tone down the 2016 talk. Rather than read that piece, I've asked Colin to join us and we'll discuss this. Colin Roth from Right Wisconsin. Colin, good morning.
Morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good. Okay, let me start here. Is it Scott Walker that needs to do the toning down? Is he doing the talking or is he being talked about? Or is he being talked about because he's making it clear that he is running for president? What's your take on all of that?
Yeah, it's kind of a chicken before the egg type thing. As I say in the piece, I think Walker isn't completely responsible for all the media buzz surrounding the 2016 chatter, but he is feeding the beast, and what I mean by that is when he's opening up about national issues, as this National Review piece says, you know, when he's talking about something of a blueprint to defeat Hillary Clinton, this is the type of stuff that invites the 2016 talk. And the case I'm making is that this is not helpful 5 months out from a tough re-election.
Okay, you open the piece with this. Let's end the pretend speculation. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is running for the Republican nomination for president in 2016. So you seem to think this is part of the problem. Stop the pretense. He is running.
Yeah, everyone's, just as we've seen with Hillary Clinton over the last few days and weeks with her book tour, there's this campaign before the campaign, are they running, are they not running? I guess from everything I've seen, and I think this National Review piece really, really sealed it for me. I mean, Scott Walker is very much running for president in 2016, and it's clear from the types of things he's wading into, the book, the donor connections. He's a proven governor. And as I conclude, he may very well make an excellent candidate in 2016. But now is not the time to be inviting that scrutiny.
Colin Roth of Right Wisconsin, if you're right about that, what are the practical dangers of having 2016 looming and losing the focus on 2014? How would you see that adversely affecting his reelection campaign?
Well, there's a couple things I identify in the piece. One is that it invites national attention and increased scrutiny. New Republic would not be writing a 7,000-word hit piece on Scott Walker if he didn't have a large profile in 2016. Secondly, something like the John Doe investigation, which is very nebulous right now, which is going back and forth. I mean, as we saw with the media story, that invited articles from the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal editorial were all over this. This type of stuff is going to lead to increased scrutiny, and it also invites the national left-wing groups like this American Bridge Pack, which are coming in here to talk about the John Doe investigation. I think that's one of the interests. Secondly, the voters in Wisconsin need to know that Scott Walker is fully invested.
He's done a
tremendous amount of...
Yeah. Colin, we're having massive dropout issues here. I don't know if... if you can reposition yourself on, maybe it's the stormy weather in Wisconsin today, but we're losing
it probably is.
At 3 or 4 seconds at a time here. Is there a landline where we could reconnect quickly?
Yes, I think there is.
Tell you what, call Jason right back on that landline.
Okay.
Yeah, you do that, and I'll song and dance here for a minute or two. What Colin was referring to, of course, is that, as he said, a 7,000-word hit piece on Scott Walker saying he's unelectable because he's racially polarizing. White races vote for him, black people don't. So there's no possible way. And a lot of what was in that piece has been debunked. There is another piece, National Review Online. In fact, they had a piece and Colin referenced it. You know, he's Scott Walker talking to big fundraisers, that sort of thing. And a bit of controversy has grown out of that in terms of, did he take a shot at Ron Johnson in that piece? He criticizes an unnamed Republican senator for being obsessed on spending and so on. Dan Bice of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel then speculated that that was Ron Johnson. Scott Walker denies saying that about any Republican senator. The National Review is standing by its story, says it has audio, and won't reveal that audio. These are the type of distractions. I don't know if we're going to get Colin back. These are the type of distractions that I think Colin was referring to. And when he did get cut off, when we had the audio issues there, what happened, what Colin is referring to is, this makes it easy for Mary Burke and Democrats to say, well, he's not committed to being your governor. He's more interested in being president of the United States. Where I think it's an interesting debate where Colin says Scott Walker is feeding the beast. I do agree with that. Going and doing the things that he's doing, the New Jersey fundraiser, and talking presidential politics, is a major, major distraction. He has very little chance in 2016 if he's not governor of Wisconsin. But more importantly, his responsibility right now is to the people of Wisconsin. And I think Colin's right on that. I think he does need to tone it down. All right, we're going to move on. Apparently, we are unable to get Colin back, and he was dumping out so badly. And I want to get to other things. Just extend our apologies, Jason, if he calls. We did have to move on. But I do think there is merit to what Colin says, that Scott Walker has to keep his eyes on the immediate prize. And that's 2014. It's 10:16.
The Jerry Bader Show.